We're holding on.
Same thing, I know. We're holding a page Kuf Lamed Vav, and we did, I think, we're holding in the Psicha. We're finished the Mava. Now we're going to the Psicha. Right? And afterwards we'll go to the to the Hakdama, and then ready to go. Okay. No, there's a Mava to the Marocha, and then we're ready to go. Okay. The Kivun Elat Elomeno Apanimi Yeshra Oil Inyan Omuk Kedusha Yesh Bezet. So we spoke about last week how a person has to have an awareness of the inner world inside of himself, and the real avoda is developing, becoming aware of that world and building that world, as opposed to doing it with an outward focus. Which, so now he's going to try and put some flesh onto that idea, what that means exactly. So that'll be the next two or three pages. Okay, so we were left a little bit nebulous last time. Let's see if we can get a little bit better picture. So he says there's an element of Kedusha in this. Okay. My Kedusha, what is Kedusha? That's, we talk about this word Kadosh, Kedusha, etc. What is it? So Yovat Tzara Tumah V'Yuchiyach. Let's go from the other side and see the opposite of Kedusha is Tumah. What is Tumah? Hamatama Atzmah Chas V'Sholem Mashal Al Atzmah Tairus Aguf V'Chirmi Yisraelim. The person allows the dictates of the world and the body to define him. But furthermore, Mavad Zoyis Hu Garam L'Tamtem Liboy L'Var Yargish Kalal B'Matzovim. Tshuva is the state of being where the person doesn't feel it. By doing these things, you will become tame. You will get stopped up. You will not respond. The channels will get jammed. The radio channels will not pick up the signal. Tintum alev. What does that mean? Because our food is a gift tintum. A person eats tray for food. There's a tintum alev. What does it mean? Who e har gosher batin? It means we don't. We're not in touch with that reality of the world inside of ourselves. That's what tuma is. And tuma is opposite of kedusha. It means hepek hu be kedusha. Mavan ma shehi murameh says to other me'al laguf b'charim. Kedusha above and beyond that, it raises you above the focus on the physical elements. But who niya air al yodo lahargish ba'atzmai u'matzaver lahakir makar. It creates a state of being awake. You say in Hallel that says that the Vodah Zorahs and I'm Lehem Lo Yiru and I'm Lehem Lo Yishmo, they have eyes, they have ears, and there's no response. Kamohem Yivosihem Kol Shepetech Behem. The same way that the Vodah Zorahs are, those who believe in the Vodah Zorahs will be the same thing. Those who rely on Avodah Zorah, they end up not really being in touch with the reality. She says that, so your person wants to start feeling that world inside of himself, that awareness which exists, we spoke about last week. So the process of Kedusha and the removal of tuma allows us to be aware of it. So the opposite would be, if we feel that we're not in touch with it, means we're lacking, we have that tintum element, which is not giving us that feeling of noticing, of hearing ourselves.
Tuma is like a dam on a river, but there's something, the kedusha comes no matter what. When you have tuma,
well, there's things which would allow them. He's going to give two examples of things which should impact into the etzem of the person, which tumor would affect that you wouldn't absorb, hear them. And then he's going to give a third step. Let's see if we can get to it tonight. Similar dover, I'll give you an example where you find this idea. The Bir Seder Abrocha Shal Tfilo Amina. The more it goes through, and the more in Megillah, this is the order of the Brachas Hashmoneh Esrei. Mara Lomer Bina Acha Kedusha. So why is the fourth Brach HaTochen in Lodom Das Lenosh Bina, why does it come after the Brach of Kedusha? Shenemar Pasuk says, "Vikdisha was kedusha Yaakov as alokay yisoy yaritzu." They express the kedusha of the kedusha of the Kadosh Baruch Hu was the kedusha Yaakov. And the next pasuk is, "V'samachlay v'yedu toyei ruach bino." And then those which are toyei ruach, they're mistaken and their spirits will then have bino. Then they will understand. So after the world of kedusha, there comes bino. By davening for kedusha, we touch into the world of kedusha a little bit. And how does that express itself? That gives a little better understanding. You'd almost imagine the person davening Shemoneh Esrei, right? And Rav Hirsch has a fascinating thing about tefillah. This is just that the root, the word, the verb for tefillah is the hispalel. It's always written in hispalel. It's always written in reflexive. You know, we don't talk about being mefalel. You know, but in general, the language of tefillah is always in hispoel. Hispalalti, hispalalta. It's always in hispoel. Hispoel means an action done to oneself. It's called reflex. It's an action done back to oneself. So what does that mean? Right? It says so. The root of the word tefillah is the word from the word palel, which means to judge. It says the root of the process of tefillah is that a person. Throughout the day, a person gets absorbed in the world and he has a picture of what life is about, etc. Three times a day, we stop and say, one second, that by talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're creating in ourselves a statement of the emunah that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives das. Not because I'm so smart, not because I took a special course, but because the Bershom gives das, the Bershom gives pranos, the Bershom gives refuah, not the doctor, right? The purpose of tefillah is to stand, state the truth, and then judge myself against how much I really believe in that truth. So I'm being mispalel, I am judging back at myself, where do I stand vis-a-vis this truth that I just said? But you would like to believe that as a person says the tefillah and he just talks about it and he expresses it, he's raising his awareness of that. That's the reality. He says, so I moved from a perception of the world which is skewed to a greater perception that that's not the true understanding of the world. The true understanding of the world is that I touch into the world of Kedusha. Kedusha is the world which allows me to really be aware of the reality around me in the true sense. That, as opposed to the person who has Timtum Alev, doesn't get. So, now, Ketzad Adam Chai B'Kibud Al Atzmai. So how do you live with this regenerating a self-awareness, as he calls it? There's a famous Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says that the Baruch Hu will never allow me to see something unless it's relevant for me as a lesson. So therefore, if I have an area of avodah which I have totally addressed, I will never see somebody which is lacking in that area. So it acts as a mirror in a certain sense. What do you need to work on? So if I think that I've worked very well in my meet of kas, etc., and I walk into the shul and I see a guy screaming at somebody else, that's a message to me that I need to work in kas. Because had I truly been masaking the meet of kas, I'd never see somebody who has kas.
Your perspective of it, or saying that you would never see somebody else?
It wouldn't exist. He says, famous mice of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was obviously very bizarre in many areas. And one time he saw Chilul Shabbos. One time in his life he saw Chilul Shabbos. One time in his life he saw Chilul Shabbos. You have to picture that, right? And he was overwhelmed. What chance did he have to Chilul Shabbos? So he sat, he was misbunden, Chilul Shabbos. Where did he ever not treat Shabbos properly? And he came up with the following hesbar. It says in the Zohar that a Talmud Chacham is equivalent of Shabbos. And he remembers one time that he saw people in the vows of Talmud Chacham, and he didn't make a protest. So it means he has a hand in the chilul of the Talmud Chacham, which says that's chilul Shabbos, and that's his chilul Shabbos. That's where he found in himself an element of chilul Shabbos, like never, that's his problem with chilul Shabbos. That was the Baal Shem Tov. But it was obvious to him, if he witnessed Chilul Shabbos, that must mean there's some element of him where he is lacking in the true appreciation of Shabbos. And had he truly dealt with Shabbos the way it's supposed to be, he would never see a Chilul Shabbos. Okay. So he's going to give you a few examples of Chazal of such an idea. Lomar is the parshas knows the parshas of Saita. Lomar Chosha Kolorot, the Saita Mekukula, Yatsat Simina Yain. Okay, so the famous kasha for Rav Dessler. So imagine this: you walk into the Beis Hamikdash, right, and you see a woman explode in front of your eyes for doing the veira of snus, right? You'd be very motivated not to do snus, because honestly, by the way, it happens to the man wherever he's old. So whether you're a man or a woman, you see that, you say, I'm not touching this. Because I'll say, no, yachatzi in the yin, stay away from wine, because you might end up doing it. That's why the Torah writes, those are next to say. You have the greatest motivation in the world. He says, no, what Chazal was telling you is if you saw it happen, it means you have shaykhus to such a disease. So you better look deep inside yourself and find where that is and remove that, and that means you must take steps to eradicate it, i.e. Yazat Sekhanayai. It's a fascinating Chazal. When I see somebody doing something wrong, can he roya takeif as atzmi? I find within myself that I also have issues with that area. Instead of being angry at him and yelling at him and being mavaz at him, you rush and all these wonderful things that people say about people do something wrong. I'm not busy doing that. How can I be confident I'm not going to where he is? That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about, busy saying, oh, those people, they're horrible people, they say Lashon Hara. I'm busy thinking about, well, if I witness somebody say Lashon Hara, means if I witness somebody Bizi Tamachach, right? I have a fellow, like, every few weeks there's an article in the Washington Jewish Week, which is like Bizoyan Fatara. Okay? So every few weeks he comes to me and tells me, and the course of Washington Jewish Week is owned by certain people in the community, First of all, Baruch Hashem, I don't read the Washington Jewish Week, but vice versa, I have shaykhus because he tells me about it, right? But if you would be rained from the issue of Bisa Tamachachim, you wouldn't be exposed to such a thing. Elamai was, you also have that issue. So instead of busy screaming at him, you'd be busy on what can I do to eradicate this problem for myself. That should be your focus. That's a person who has a self-awareness and a self that's the thought process which is engendered by witnessing issues. Number one, Miriam, she got punished for saying Lashon Hara. She said about Moshe, they saw it and did not respond. Okay, that's the Medrash, right? Famous Medrash. Now, Ro, they witnessed Miriam, they witnessed her saying Lashon Hara, they witnessed the punishment, they wished the message Lashon Hara is bad. But Leim, didn't affect them. It didn't get inside of them and change their attitude towards Lashon Hara. Chazal called them Rishoyim. Rishoyim? Well, Tzadikim, they were Tzadikim. when he came out, their mamash the leaders rock a few room dargus dar midbur boil him the stock on mitzmer became a lot small. The response. So imagine like this. Imagine we were there, right? Witnessing Miriam's punishment, right? Women, Miriam, Levium, you know, whatever line you want to say. Look at these people; they seem horrible. Right? That's what we would do, right? And she got Nagoyim because of that. Not stop. Yeah, she got what she deserves. You know, right? So that's not the focus. The focus is Oyve. I'm in danger of doing the same thing. I'm not any better than her. Why am I confident in myself? I got to work on myself. I got to address my. Here's a deeper elamic nafsh, and they didn't do that. Well, look, so they didn't do that. They're called Rishoyim for that. For the female dragon, that's called Rishresh. That's one example. Second example. Around you, there should be things which you're exposed to, which should arouse you to the desire to grow. Now, I want to give a hakdama to this paragraph. He's going to give a second paragraph to balance it out. And hopefully we'll have enough time to do both. We might not. So I don't want to leave you. So it means, you know, like, you have to, it's good medicine, but it has to be taken properly. You know, see the doctor. So Chazal darshan, you should be mekadosh yourself with someone which is permitted. So what does that mean? It's a moral. So dvarim hem mutarim, acherim noigim behem iser al tatir mifneim. If someone is mutar, people have a minute to be matmer, you shouldn't, in their presence, do otherwise. Now, b'chara, hoyim avinim ki lefaneinu geder shal zehiris v'rikshus hamachmir. Pasha d'chara, it's a lekuda of being careful with their feelings. Shimian Higu had to be fleyem. If you were going to be lenient, which is the Ikra did, in front of these people who are machmir, you're going to back them negatively, or you're going to insult them. Well, that would be the simple understanding of that. It's a respect for them. But that's not true. That's the pshat. Where's the kaddish atzmacha? I'm being careful not to damage him. What does it do with me? He's telling us a message. If I'm living right now, or I find myself right now amongst people which are more careful than I, I should want the desire to join them. That's not me. I'm happy where I am, and they're frumies. Like, I don't have to change. I'm happy where I am. Now he's going to say, you don't just imitate. That's not the point either. But it should. It's, you know, wow. While I'm there, I should join them. The same way, when I see negative, I have to address. One time said this, you say lots. I'm not on that. I am, but imagine Matthew's on the list. So what's that? Lots. It's good. He said, "Lashon Rabbi, lots." Because between all of us, there's somebody. Ryan was a lad, so he said he's been misadar for me. What's the lots? lots of times I don't take it seriously. Remember once we had this conversation. You know, there's a minute nittel. So a minute nittel sounds strange to us. You see them the night of, you know, the Gershon Chag, and they don't learn Torah. Because it's time of tumah. You don't want that the Torah, which is Kedusha, shouldn't give power to the world. Tumah, I mean, it's like totally like foreign to our minds. Right? See, I remember those guys in Tells that, you know, think we make fun of it. That's ridiculous, you know. I said, listen, I'm going to tell you should do like that. But isn't there a message over there of an attitude towards how much they want to distance themselves from the world of Avodah Zarah? So instead of making fun of it, you can learn a lesson, and you can absorb, and you can change and be better. You don't do the same thing as them, but you can get a message for yourself, your own way, and be also more careful from the world of Avodah Zarah. And instead, you take it lightly. That's Latz. That's the Achet of Latz. And we all have that. So here, you know, the briskers, you know, the guy spends, you know, 75 hours looking for an Esther. I'm not telling you should spend 75 hours looking for an Esther. But, and I'm telling you the right or the wrong. That's not the point. But they've undertaken for themselves an element of Zahirus. Okay, so maybe I should learn from that. There's a certain kavivus to mitzvah, and I should apply it to my own life in my own way, where I'm ready for, etc. That's all the exposure. You know, they, you know, Chazal's case, you mamash with them, but the point is, anytime I'm exposed to something, I mean, the message should be: if a person who's living with an awareness, I have a world that I have inside of which I need to build, that I want to build, the step should be: how does that fit inside this world? What's the message for me? That's what he's saying. It's a tremendous nakuda. There's so much we could. We live in such a world where that the person is aware that there's this world inside of me which, say, if I'm just going along with the flow, doesn't work like that. He says, but the more I'm aware that there's this world that I need to build, the more I'm aware that the Rosh Hashanah is giving me building blocks to build it. And the Rosh Hashanah is simply exposing me to these things for a reason. So instead of looking at it with the negative eye, which guarantees that I will not learn from it, right? So now, why do we do that? Is something that's scary for us. Because it's a message of that where I am is not necessarily where I should be. So then the way I deal with, I shield myself from that. Well, the answer is, like one fellow here one time told me here in the Yeshiva, he says, listen, Rabbi, my attitude is, whoever is less from than me is not from enough. Whoever is more from than me is too from, and I got it right. And that's the person's attitude. That's a shield. That's a shield for himself. I don't want to drop. He's protecting. What are you protecting yourself from? What are you scared of? The person is scared that movement, you know, rocks the boat. And he's not ready to rock the boat. So the answer is, so we create this attitude issue. Like, so create attitude. But his point is, once I want to rock the boat, because I live in a world where that's my focus, so what do I shield myself from? Yes, the next period is talking about how to apply it in the right spot. Right? So the point shouldn't be I should start keeping minute nittel. The point might be, you know, where it fits properly for me, that I need to find my element of being more Zoyer in the world, of not allowing myself to get drawn into the world of the Buddha Zoyer of the world of which is around. So that's the challenge, which is the person, the more I'm aware of myself, I say, you know, I can apply that also in the right place at the right time. So that's the next paragraph, which we're not going to do right now. I don't want to run through it. It deserves a real conversation. So we'll hold it here.